Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he'll speak by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he called the very dangerous situation with North Korea. He also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un regarding any threats or actions he takes toward the United States.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand.
Meantime, an editorial in the Global Times says China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis told reporters military options to deal with any provocations by Pyongyang toward the U.S. are ready to be used, but diplomatic options are favored, like those being carried out by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
In an unusually detailed announcement, North Korea's military says within a week it would hand President Kim a plan to fire missiles over Japan toward Guam, U.S. territory, 300 kilometers to the south. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission results show a roughly 79% voter turnout. This is VOA News.